kind of two elements that don't necessarily bed well together. And the object tonight is to show you they can very effectively and for a great deal of gain in both areas. Actually, we're talking about two very separate entities that do not have inherently common ground. And I'm going to crisscross back and forth, which is the way I've decided to do this, to bring out the values in both cases and eventually, near the end of this thing, get them to come together and show you where they can work, and hopefully to give you some time for questions at the end of it to make sure that we've covered everything you think need to be covered. I think the best way to start out is to talk about law, the law of money. The law of money is to acquire as much of it as possible. That's it. That's the law of money, to acquire as much of it as you can get. The law of metaphysics is to dispense as much of yourself as possible. And right away, we have run into our big fundamental difference. Money is something that is there for acquisition. Metaphysics, which of course includes spirituality and creativity, is there for dispensation. And it's pretty hard to bring together that which you hold on to and that which you're supposed to give away simultaneously and come out of it feeling pretty good. Now, there's an old statement attributed to a Texan which said, money is only a means of keeping score, which is basically true. But you have to understand from the very beginning that you're dealing here with an issue of acquisition and disbursement. The individual who is pursuing the so-called metaphysical life and its qualities is always in flow, in a sense of creating, letting things pass through, holding on to nothing, growing in an infinite sense. Going out into the world, which is pretty well controlled by and dictated by the laws and forces of money, which say acquire and hold, acquire and hold. Now, I recognize that a good businessman will tell you, well, the only way money works is to keep it in action. You have to keep it in flow. But you don't give it away. Metaphysically, you're giving yourself away and not considering any resupply because the resupply is normal from the universe. Money in action is further acquisition. It's like manure. It only works when you spread it around, but you own the ground, so you're really fertilizing your own crop. That's okay, but there's a difference between that and the metaphysical concept and the metaphysical pursuit. Let's, looking at those divergent views and just setting them off to the side for a minute, let's concentrate on this business of money and some of its characteristics and attributes. It's my opinion, after a lot of years of knocking around the planet in a lot of different areas, that most people, including people who seem to be quite successful with money in life, really don't understand it. I think that the best way to start is to go back to something that I pointed out not too long ago in another lecture. If you're looking at money, you're looking at something that is man-made. If you're looking at money, especially as an aspect of business, you are looking at the game, G-A-M-E. Pass, go, collect $200. Now, why we insist on investing money with any other characteristic other than its fundamental use as part of the game is always something that's confused me. You can't make money spiritual. Why would you fall on your knees and pray to heaven for money? Heaven doesn't make money. I don't know of any printing press in the ether that does the job. And yet we have a sense that money can be acquired by or somehow enhanced with some kind of metaphysical and spiritual action. And it can. Money is something that man designed. primarily for no other reason than it is an easy way of making exchanges. I mean, it's a lot better than carrying around pieces of brick and stone and a bushel of grain. It's an expedient. It of itself has no value. If I said to you, oh, look, here, I have got a piece of money, and I hold up this piece of money. Gee, my last dollar, too. Anyhow, I hold up this piece of money, and I say, here, I have this, and I'm going to trade this for what you have. Now, only if you think that this is equal to what you have are you willing to consummate the deal. Suppose you didn't think it was equal. Would you take it? No, you wouldn't take it. Therefore, if I tell you that this is valuable, it is only valuable on the basis that you are willing to take it. Otherwise, whatever value I give to it is meaningless. And if I hold this up and say, yes, but what you have is equal to what I have, and this will mean something to you, but you can't see that, then this is valueless. It is nothing more than a piece of paper upon which printing has been put and pictures have been put, and it means nothing. And yet you know as well as I do that we invest such tremendous power in this piece of paper that it rules and controls literally everything we do, including our thought, until which time we take ourselves off to a corner, a church, or whatever the case may be, and pray that this does not do any more damage to us, and please give us more of it. Which doesn't make much sense either. If you are going to do well with money, and of course metaphysics in the long run, you've got to take a different look at this stuff. It says right on there, legal tender. It does not say on there, God. It says, in God we trust. All others pay cash, but in God we trust. It doesn't give you any entree into anything spiritual. It simply is what it was intended to be. Some means by which you and I can carry on commerce. To give it power to control your life, to give it power to do things for you, such as get happiness, acquire love, maintain security, is the absolutely false foundation of an existence. Going into it on that basis, you are bound to have nothing but trouble. One of the things to remember about the fact that money is man-made, if man makes it, man can change it. If man makes it, man can take it away. If in effect today he says that's equal to one, tomorrow he can say that's equal to 10 parts of one and not one anymore. Or tomorrow he can say, well, that one is equal to two. It is so unstable, it is so irrational, that to put any quality and faith in money is the first step of your downfall in getting along in the world. Probably why the Texas oil man who said it's only for keeping score knew what he was talking about. It's just points. It keeps score. And that's all it's used for. It is manipulable. You can do anything you want with this. You can make it very valuable. You can make it very valueless. You can decide that in ratio to other things that are tangible, bread, lumber, products of some kind, you can make this worth anything you want it to be. Now, it would seem to me that that would scare anybody who thinks to death, because you don't know really. You only assume that from day to day this is going to be the same as it was the day before. Well, if you're aware of what's going on in the globe at any given time, this changes every single day. It doesn't change much in some cases, but it never is the same from day to day in value. Against the British pound sterling, today it may be £1 or $1.64 and 2. Tomorrow it may be 1.64 and 4. It changes. It's not the same. anything that can be manipulated is pretty difficult to start building any foundation and building a house upon that foundation. You don't know what it's going to be. It is controllable. By simple acquisition, it's controllable. Now, I've sat in my office and my room dealing with people for a long time. So I've heard a lot of stories in terms of marriage and relationship. One of the things that comes up almost all the time is money. And when it comes up, usually on a complaint from the wife, is that she doesn't have any and he controls it all.